Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, wishing you a very happy holidays. This is SouthCars, the South Coast amateur radio service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SouthCars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 in good amateur practice. This SCAR server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8, Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for this digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control actually for this session is Gary, KC2RMO, from Syracuse, New York. My name is Kathy. I'm merely opening the session this evening. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My location is Vero Beach, Florida, where it's currently a temperature of 74 degrees. We had a high of about 77 during the day, 70 tonight, 85% humidity and possible storms. But overall, it's been a beautiful day. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled. If so, come aboard. Hearing no emergency traffic, that's always a great thing. How about any of those birthday stations, either last week or this upcoming week, that would like to come aboard so we could give them a SouthCars happy birthday? So, any birthday stations? No birthday stations, and you know what? It means none of us are getting any older. This is SouthCars VOIP Global Family Hour. The intent of this net is to encourage members, their families, and their friends worldwide to enter into an informal social net highlighting third-party traffic through the member station. Our program for this Saturday evening and to end 2013 is December Fun. So if you've had a lot of fun during the month of December, we sure hope to hear from you. Normally, our sessions are recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast. All stations participating will be part of that recording if they've talked this evening. I'm going to drop it here for just a few moments, Gary, and I'm going to do some few short announcements, and then I'll throw it your direction. We ask that you check out our website, and that's the VOIP website. A lot of changes have been made. It's a very visually enhancing website. Steve, KF5VH from Louisiana, and Gordon, KY6V, have put a lot of time and effort into that site, so please check it out. There's a poll on the right-hand side asking your opinion, so please take that poll. And also, I wanted to let everyone know there will be no Sunday morning rag chew tomorrow. Instead, we're having a Happy New Year special, and that is on New Year's Eve at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time. So we hope that you'll join us. So I did want to make those few announcements. So with that, Gary, KC2RMO, I hope that you'll have a great deal of fun. Hope that you had a great Christmas, and it doesn't look like you're going to have too much of a Happy New Year to start you off, but you'll be in our thoughts as you travel. So with that, Gary, the reins are yours. KC2RMO from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Well, thank you, Kathy, and we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on, but welcome everyone everywhere, Mr. and Mrs. America, all the ships at sea and UFOs in orbit. Good to have you aboard tonight. We're talking about December fun, and really, you know, we've just come off of probably the most festive month of the year, you know, when you think about it. I had a great Christmas, enjoyed the dickens out of it with my lovely wife, and Dickens Christmas again. We just had a great time. We had my son come up, which was kind of a surprise. We had my daughter, who couldn't come up because she's going to have her gallbladder out, and just a lot of. We saw my sister-in-law. She was up here for a day and a half. That was great. So had fun with family, had fun with friends, and it's still continuing. We've still got other stuff to do. So that's been a full holiday season for us, that's for sure. I'm just by a nickel. And we do have 33 degrees right now in the beautiful Outer Comstock section of Syracuse, and we want to thank you for taking your time to join us this evening. As we are getting close to ending 2013 and the month of December, we want to take some time and celebrate all the fun that we had in December. Our topic is about December fun. So as you come aboard and think about these ideas a little bit, what has gone past in the month of December, what did you do during the month of December? Did you listen to holiday music? Of course, everybody gave gifts for Christmas or Hanukkah. Did you travel? Did you bake cookies? Did you shop? I shopped, that's for sure. Did you relax? How about holiday meals? Did you have some great holiday meals? How about weather? You know, did anybody have a big Christmas or December snowstorm? I don't think there was a big one anywhere. I have some memories of a December, of a Christmas snowstorm, that I got snowed in at the radio station, actually. We ended up being on the air for 18 hours. December experiences. Did you decorate anything at all? Either fun or maybe not so much fun. Let's hear about it. Let's start it off right now and just take some check-ins. I'm KC2RMO, and this is South Cars looking for check-ins.
And that was Jack without any audio. Six Victor following.
And VXP.
VH.
Great first round there. Jack, let's try it one more time. Try it again, Jack, and let's see if we can hear from you. I'm a no think he's working. So we'll pick him up later, and we will move it right along to Gordon, KY6D. Hello there, sir, and an additional Merry Christmas to you, hoping... to wish, and I'll wish everybody a happy new year right now. So come on aboard. Hello there, Gordon.
Hello there, Mr. Syracuse. Thank you, sir. Gordon, KY6V, reporting in here from the lower Comstock area of Central Florida. 72 degrees on my bicycle spokes at the moment, headed down to about 66 tonight. But everything's going to be okay. Humidity's about 78% at the moment. Winds are... a quiet 6 miles an hour coming out of the north. I guess that's coming out of Syracuse at us. And the only disturbance that I'm seeing in the Atlantic and the Pacific is a tropical cyclone that's working its way around the western side of Australia. Sort of the central part, probably around Perth, I would guess, or something in that general area. I don't know. December seems to follow suit from one year to another pretty much for me. Early part of December, I'm asking myself, where the bloomin' devil did this cold weather come from? And then as we get up to about the 24th of the month, I said, well, maybe I ought to go Christmas shopping. A lot of ho-ho-hoing and eggnogs... pinched with good rum and, you know, you name it. Lots of parties. Your entrance this evening, I can't recall who the narrator was, the news guy. I think it was Walter Winchell, but you'll correct me, I'm sure, Gary. You know, good evening, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls and all those ships at sea and also, those UFOs up there, I don't think they knew about UFOs, sir. KY6V, back to net.
Well, that was Winchell. he was just not looking far enough into the future, you know. But I'll recognize the UFO community and welcome them if they're monitoring, you know, because... if anything, it just pays to be on their good side. Hey, I wanted to tell you about something, sir, that I got for Christmas that I think that you would just love, and I think other folks here, too, would as well. I got a one of those little software-defined radio dongles, okay? And it is as cool as it can be. That you can pay many a pine cone for this, and of course pine cones are the universal currency of the forest. But you can pay many pine cones for these for a software defined radio. These little dongles are actually used to receive TV in Europe, and you can use them as SDRs with the right software, and it's free software that you can do it with. So for $20, these things go for, and you get yourself an SDR that'll do, I think, from 20, I'm going to say 21 megahertz up on into the gigahertz range. And if you spend a little more, like $35 to $49, you get an up converter board that you can put on this thing, and you can receive the entire radio spectrum. So I'm waiting for the rest of the parts to come in, because I got the SDR dongle and the up converter board, and I was sitting here just having a ball with this thing. Not only that, but I also found out that the station that we were listening to for our Christmas music feed here in the house has changed its format to all Beatles 24/7. So I'm thrilled. But I thought I'd pass that along to you. Let's see if we can get Jack back in here, because he had no audio first time around. And we'll try him again, and if not, we'll move it on out to Ohio. But Jack, one more time, if you would. Let's see if we can get you in here.
I see that he just reconnected, so he's probably trying to get up to speed, Gary, over.
Yeah, we'll try him in a little bit then. We'll get him sometime in this set anyway. Thanks, Gordon. And we will move on out to Ohio. And Rick, VXP, hello there, and a belated Merry Christmas and a future Happy New Year to you, sir.
This is N1VXP, Rick in Chillicothe, Ohio. And the same to you. The way I look at the month of December, anything can happen. And actually, I looked over the weather. You asked somebody to maybe talk about the weather. I couldn't believe it. We had 8 days of temperatures above 50. I never thought we'd ever see the month of December actually feeling more like spring. The highest was 67, and the lowest of those 8 days was 53. Never thought we'd ever see that kind of weather in Ohio, but I enjoyed most of it. There was a couple of days or a couple of the temperatures where it was quite warm, but also quite stormy. And I would say about most of them, the actual temperatures were not during the day, but at night, which really kind of threw everything off. Quite a turmoil of people thinking, oh, wow, it's going to warm up. Who would ever think at 12:05 in the morning you would have a high temperature? But it looks like we're going back to maybe towards winter. They're talking some rain and mix into snow tonight and tomorrow. And temperatures are going to drop back to the 30 to 35. A couple of evenings in the teens. But overall, I think we're going back to winter. Let me drop for a second. Yeah, I did hear about those dongles. Kind of interesting. Don't really have any plans on getting one, but they do sound quite interesting, and like any of the electronics that are new for AM radio, or actually any electronics, are getting to be quite something on the market. N1TXP back to net control.
Well, thank you, Rick. I'll tell you, that is the most fun, the most legal fun you can have anyway, for a $20 bill that I've ever seen. I'm thrilled with this thing, and I'm just waiting to, you know, get the rest of the parts so that I can use the up converter with it too, and just having a great time with it. So I'm sure you'll hear me talking about it in future nets. It's just really, really, really cool. So I'm happy with it. Yeah, we've had an interesting month of December here weather-wise. We got there's pretty much the same weather that you have, from system-wise and temperature trends. We just kind of get that lake effect thing going sometimes that puts us up over the top. But we've had I don't know how many days it has been where it's been, you know, high temperatures, but we had a streak of warm temperatures too. We got not quite as high as you. I think we got as high as 60 when it got really warm. But I don't think we got quite into that stratospheric 67 that you had. But it's been kind of a mild December, and it's been not as much snow as we would typically see. We got that one storm that gave us a foot, but it melted like 3 days later. So it was like, okay, this is how this one's going to go, right? Let me buy a nickel. But if you do find yourself with a $20 bill in your pocket and nothing better to do, I would definitely get one of those things because it's just a ton of fun. It really is. But thanks, Rick. Hope we'll hear from you later. As we, I'm crossing my fingers for you, Jack. I'm crossing my fingers. I'm hoping that the vibe gets through, and we can pick you up this time. So let's give it a try. We'll go to JAK, and let's see if he can check in with us.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Sorry about that. I turned everything on and neglected to check, of course. So, hey, that was my fault. But I had to do a little switching here and switching there and making sure another thing was turned off because I had my Link radio hooked up the last time. And, of course, I'm still on my Dash L, but I don't have the actual radio on, so I had to change a couple settings there. So, anyway, we're good. We're good. And I read in the text box, Kathy's going to have my omelet, the recipe that I gave her for the omelet. It was good, definitely good. You're going to enjoy it, definitely going to enjoy it. But the thing that set it off was my special potatoes. And, well, I'm sorry, but that recipe for my home fries is right up here in the head. It's not, that particular recipe is not on any paper, so you'll have to make your own on that one, Kathy. Okay, fun things in December. Man, I'm going to tell you what, Christmas was pretty fun. Watching the cats chase each other, that was fun. And that video you sent us, that was hilarious. That was hilarious, Gary. We love that. That was great. I like that. There was something else I was going to say, too, and kind of slipped my mind. Oh, well. You know, the recipes were good. That was the only special thing I cooked, though. Let me let it drop here. I didn't do a whole lot for Christmas, anyway, as far as cooking. Nothing special. We just went out and had a late breakfast after we had the omelet for breakfast. So, oh, well, what can I say? It was good. And let me say good evening to Roger up north there, RFJ. Haven't heard you in a long time, Roger. How's your schooling going? I don't know if you have graduated or not yet. It has been a while since I've talked to you, but mine's said and done, and I'm back doing electrical work, but you know how that goes. Anyway, oh, yes, one other thing, Gary, I did want to tell you. 75 degrees here in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida, and I mowed the yard today. K4JAK, back to net.
Oh, man. Mowing the yard is about the last thing in the world that I'd be thinking of right now. That's hilarious. Holy mackerel. That's great. It beats shoveling snow, I guess, you know. But it's kind of, I still, and people think I'm crazy when I say this, but I still like going out there with that snowblower. I still like plowing into 3 feet of that stuff and just taking on the challenge, you know. And you had mentioned Roger, and I saw in the text box Roger got a bread maker. We got a bread maker for my sister-in-law this year, so we're waiting for bread reports on that one too. We'll see how that goes. But I loved that cat video. I'm glad you liked it too. That was just hilarious. I watched it a couple of times, and I thought that was some good stuff. So. Great to hear from you, as always, and again, we'll be looking forward to wishing you a happy new year. We will move things along to Victor Hotel. Hello there, Steve. It's good to have you aboard tonight.
Well, hello, Gary, and hello, everyone on board the net tonight. This is KF5VH Steve from Lafayette, Louisiana, with 47 cloudy and wet degrees, down to 42 tonight. cloudy tomorrow, cloudy Monday, cloudy Tuesday. Christmas was great, but with all the miserable weather we've been having, the wife and I both have some really significant winter colds that we've been fighting. But Christmas in itself was great. Rick, I'd like to hear if you have an opportunity to talk about the train derailment that I think heard about in Chillicothe, whether that was anything. And also, Kathy, I'd like to confirm that you received some recipes that I sent. Back to you, Rick, KF5VH.
Hey there. Thank you, Steve. And, yeah, Rick, if you're there, if you hear us, I didn't hear anything about the train derailment, but I've been kind of living in my own world today, so maybe you can give us an update on that. Rick, come on aboard.
This is N1VXB. Didn't really follow too much. Found out it was a freight train. Several train cars that came off the tracks. They had it all cleared up in about 3 days. And it was in an area that wasn't really affected too much, so they actually had it cleaned up, and federal authorities had to go and try to figure out what happened. My sneaky suspicion has been that we've had quite a bit of rain off and on. Really haven't had the freezing temperatures to firm up the ground, and it might have been just an area where the soil had been weakened, and that could have been the problem. And something I read in the, or I heard about, actually my cousin called me up about it, for Steve's information, be careful of the cinnamon. Somebody in Europe came up with, hey, too much cinnamon is not good for you. There is a carcinogen in it that you have to watch out for. So, of all things they come up with, something I really enjoy myself, and now they're telling me, watch it. And I don't know. I begin to wonder about that. N1VXB back to net control.
I'm not going to believe that one for a minute. It's supposed to be good for you. It's supposed to fight all kinds of things, and I think it's supposed to fight cancer as well. I know it's good for diabetes, so I wouldn't listen to him, Rick, until it comes out on a billboard someplace. I'm not going to believe that one. But thank you for the update. If you're just tuning in right now, you're listening to South Cars, the Global Family Hour. I'm KC2RMO, and the topic tonight is December fun. And we're kind of going all over the place, but it's been a pretty diverse month, too. So everybody's got a lot going on, so we're kind of catching up on things. Kathy, K6SUN. We're wondering about those recipes. How say you, young lady? Let's come up.
Well, Gary, I'll most definitely come aboard. First of all, we'll talk about my December. It's been rather interesting for myself, school-wise and area-wise. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard about a Christmas party where you give Chinese gifts, gift-giving Chinese. That was a lot of fun. I've never done that before. But had a Christmas party just as I school was ending just before my Christmas break. So that was a lot of fun. And a lot of interesting food. Great food. Shopping, I don't do much of that anymore. I just do the gift cards. I used to just give my son money, and he could spend it wherever, so I'm not chasing all over the stores like you are, Gary. Meals, had a great meal. A key lime pie, deviled eggs, and all the trimmings with the turkey. Still have it. In fact, I'm going to have the remainders tonight. Weather, you know, we have fantastic weather here in the state of Florida, but I did talk to my mother today for about an hour, and she was in that ice storm. I think she told me she was without power for about a day and a half, but a lot of others have been out more. I participated in the Santa Express, which was a lot of fun. Let's see, midterm exam, semester ending, Christmas vacation, and actually, Gary and everyone up north wearing shorts, t-shirts, sandals, things you do in Florida. Let me drop it here for a moment. So December for us in Florida has been, I think, warmer than in the past. Right now it's about 75, 80 tomorrow, so it's a little warmer than it has in the past. But Steve, yes, I received the recipes, and I will throw that out to everyone. I'm looking for recipes. Want to do a net on your favorite recipes. Just simply ask you to send those to me. You know, it's my call sign, 01@gmail.com, and we'll look over some of those fantastic recipes. So continue sending them. So with that, Gary, I'm going to throw it back your direction, and hopefully you'll have a wonderful net. Want to wish everyone a happy holidays and New Year's coming, and I'll check back in if I have anything further. So back to you, Gary, KC2RMO.
Well, thank you, Kath. You had one heck of a month. I never got Chinese gifts for Christmas. About the closest I ever came was I think somebody put a Chinese finger trap in my stocking, but I don't know if that really counts. But you've just had a ton of stuff, and that's been a great month for you. It really has, and that's the best part about December. I think December is really, you know, for everybody. One way or the other, it always shakes out to be the busiest month of the year, and it went by for us. It went by just like that. You know, it's just, you just blinked and it was gone. But like I say, it's for us, it's still continuing. We have now, because my daughter, just for those who don't know, my daughter ended up not being able to come up with her family and along with my granddaughter. She is going to end up having her gallbladder taken out, so she's going to be sidelined for a little bit. That means our Christmas extends into the month of January. We'll be going down to Virginia to see her, it's been like that. It just keeps going on. Christmas keeps extending. So that's all right. I like it. This extended Christmas season. The tree's not staying up that long, though. No, that's going down. It's going down. We'll have tree memories or something. But it's other than that, it's been pretty good. You know, we've had a wonderful extended holiday season. That's for sure. And that's what we're talking about tonight. And thanks, Kat, by the way. We're talking about December fun, and it's not just Christmas, but geez, that's been that's the big deal, obviously. But there's lots and lots and lots of other things going on in December and in winter, too. You think about things to do in December. We've all kind of got our own little things that we like to do. If you look at some of the more popular things to do in December, let me just buy a nickel. Of course, you know, everybody's got their Christmas faves. And on this list here that I found, lots of people like to make fudge, and they like to make it to eat, and they like to make it to give for Christmas gifts. Obviously, make lots of favorite Christmas cookies. Everybody, again, likes to eat those, and they like to give them as gifts. Watch our favorite holiday movies, and maybe some new ones, too. Gosh, I every year, and people would look at me and say, that I'm probably the biggest cornball on the planet, but I do not consider it Christmas unless I watch It's a Wonderful Life. I have to see that movie, and that's then at least it makes it official Christmas to me. So just before I kicked off the official portion of the Christmas season, I made sure to watch that, and actually I watched it twice. So I always watch that one. Have to do that. Do some holiday crafts to give to others and decorate the house. Well, I'm going to give a little round of applause to Mrs. Agnew sitting over there. Mrs. Agnew did a very crafty type of Christmas this year. Let me buy a nickel here. She really, for the first time, took a plunge into the craft pool and did really well, I thought. She made these really great candy bar sleighs, and she actually made some hot holder thingies for her sister, and did some whatever you call them. You put them around your neck if you have an achy neck, and you warm them up in the microwave. I don't know what you'd call them, but they came out pretty well too. So she had a lot of stuff that she had never done before, and she did a pretty darn good job with them. So I'll give her a little round of applause like that. on this list as we continue. Make Cheerio strings for the birds, and that's a great idea. I'm gonna try that because we've got lots of Cheerios and lots of birds too, so it'll be fun. Go for a drive to look at Christmas lights. Well, in Syracuse and in Onondaga County, but we have what they bill anyway as the largest drive-through in the Northeast. It's a thing called Lights on the Lake, and it is a wonderful show. It is a tradition now for about the past 20 years. So it's a great time for sure. So you don't have to go around and look in the neighborhoods. You can just go out to Onondaga Lake Park and see one heck of a show out there. Let me buy a nickel. And we are talking, of course, about December and December fun. And I understand that we have RFJ out there. So RFJ, if you want to, let's hear from you right now. Come on aboard and welcome. I think he's gone. If he comes back in, we'll try him again. Roger, are you there? W4RFJ, come on in.
Okay. Okay, I thought Gordon was answering me in the text box. I'm sorry, everybody. I promised Charlotte I'd start those cinnamon buns, and was taking a little bit longer than I had expected. So I was going to bow out, and then I saw Kathy's message. So here I am. Did I make it okay? Is everybody hearing me? W4RFJ checking in.
Hey, you made it just fine, Roger, and glad you are checking in. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, actually I did. I did a little, fashion statement type of, the grandkids are up here, and I showed off the T-shirt that their great-grandma sent up, the one that says, Dads know a lot, but grandpas know everything.
Hey, truer words were never spoken. I'm a member of that fraternity, too, so I haven't gotten the T-shirt yet. I did, however, get a My Wife Rocks T-shirt with a really great graphic of a 72 Telecaster on it, and so I guess it was that sort of Christmas. Everybody got the shirt, but that's great, and it's good to hear from you, and I hope you can stick around a little while longer. Don't burn your buns, but hope you can stick around with us, and it's great to have you aboard. We're talking about December fun and things that we've done in December and things you can do in December and all that good stuff. This is South Cars. This is the Global Family Hour. I'm KC2RMO, and we were kind of going over some things that you can do in December that are appropriate to the month. Just going back to the list a little bit. You can read lots of holiday stories, obviously. This was a good one I saw, and I don't know how to do this, but it would be a great thing to Google. Make borax crystal snowflakes. I don't know how you do them, and I don't really know how to use them, but I bet it's pretty cool. So that might be something if you're looking for an activity to do with the kids. Might be kind of fun to make some borax snowflakes. This one, I wish Paul was here, One India, learned to play a Christmas song on the piano, keyboard, or guitar. Well, he's getting past that point in his piano studies where he can learn it. He probably can just get it right like that. So, would be cool to hear his take on that. And also important right here, to shop for your local food pantry and drop off donations. And I hope everybody did something like that, because that's just the right thing to do. It's an important part, I think, of the holiday season. So, did you do anything on the list, or what did you do that wasn't on the list? What made December special for you? I mean, obviously the holidays, but maybe some of the activities that led up to the holidays. Let's hear about it right now. I'm KC2RMO. This is South Cars, and we're taking check-ins on the Global Family Hour.
X-ray, Charlie, X-ray.
Sierra United, November.
Okay, we've got a couple of that time around, and we'll go to Woody, XCX. Hello there, sir.
Well, good evening to you gentlemen up here in Mount Dora, Florida. It is around 72 degrees. My ticket number is HF9797, if such is what you're taking. But anyway, eat your heart out. Don't you wish you were down here instead of shoveling snow? Well, we're enjoying ourselves. I had a great Christmas. I mean, I had plenty of food and grandkids too. Now, how can you get better than that? Over.
Well, I don't think you can. We've got enough food here probably to last the rest of the next month, which I'm going to be availing myself of right after this net, too. But I think you really, you know, when you look at it that way, I think that's really all you need, you know. They have the people that are special to you close by. We've had, it's been a great month on this end of things as far as having people come and visit and, you know, spend some time with us. I think we've had more of that than any time that I can remember anyway. And we still, like as I was saying earlier, have a lot more to go. So, you know, it's been a really terrific month in that regard. And really, it's kind of tired us out. I know, you know, Steph and I were talking earlier that we're pooped, you know. But, you know, we'll persevere. But thanks, Woody, for checking in. It's always good to hear from you. And we will go back to K6SUN. Hello there, Kathy.
Well, hi once again, Gary. I wanted to share with you about the Christmas party that we had with my kids at one of the schools I teach at. And it was a time that the principal actually delivered, and she became Mrs. Santa Claus. She delivered the gifts. But this was on the Wednesday, I believe it was the 18th, maybe. But we bought what the kids wanted for Christmas were books. They love to read, at least this school does. They wanted books. One of the children wanted a dictionary, another wanted an atlas, and the others wanted different books to read. So we bought the books at Barnes & Noble, wrapped them up. The principal gave it out to them. And then each of us decided to give each other something that meant something, either whether it was you like to read, or maybe one of the teachers works at Disney World, so we got him something for Disney World. We got another person something for the spa, and they actually got myself something from a restaurant. So we did this. And the kids really loved it. We had a small little Christmas tree. The room was lit up, and the principal, this was the first time she paid a visit to me, and it was a great time. I wanted to share that with you. But also, I want to say that us in Florida do not like snow for Christmas time. Actually, what we like to see is nice warm weather, which we've had this year. So you up in the north can keep your snow. But I did want to tell you thanks for doing this net, and I'll check back in if I have anything further to talk to you about. But hope all goes well with you and your family as you make your travels. Back to you, Gary, KC2RMO from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
El Perfecto, and thank you again, ma'am. It is always great to hear from you, and I hope you can come back in later. I think that gift of books is outstanding, and I think each and every one of those kids should get a little round of applause just for wanting to read, you know. I think that's awesome, and I hope they have many, many more books to come in subsequent Christmases, because I think that's just as good as it gets. So awesome for those kids, that's for sure. And snow, why, we haven't even had snow here. All we got was a measly foot on the ground, and that melted 3 days later. And all we're getting is this little inch a day stuff. I want the blizzard of 66 again. I want it back. You know, I'm waiting. We are ready, willing, and able to handle all the snow that that can be thrown at us. This is our claim to fame. But thank you, Kath. We're talking about December fun tonight. And there's a lot of things that go on in December for sure. And there's some interesting facts about December, too. Let me just buy a nickel. Anglo-Saxons called it the Winter Monath. And after many Anglo-Saxons became Christians, they called it Haile Monath, not to be confused with Haile Selassie, or Holy Month. The month was originally the 10th month of the Roman calendar until King Numa Pompilius added January and February around 731 B.C. Its name originated as the Latin word Decem, which means 10. December is the 12th month of the year in the Gregorian calendar and is one of 7 months and with 31 days. So we have 7 months that have 31 days. December is one of them. December's birth flowers are the narcissus and holly. The average global land and ocean temperature for April in the 20th century is 12.2 degrees centigrade, making it the third coldest month of the year. So December, I think that was a misprint here, that should be December, not April, is the third coldest month of the year. I should have read that in advance, but it's December is what they're talking about. December is the month with the shortest daylight hours of the year in the Northern Hemisphere and the longest daylight hours of the year in the Southern Hemisphere. In the United States, it's Drunk and Drugged Driving Prevention Month and Stress-Free Family Holiday Month. And it's also the National Political Correctness Awareness Month. Well, to be politically correct, I had to recognize that. December's birthstones are the blue turquoise, the lazuli, and the zircon. In 2002, tanzanite was added to the modern birthstone list for December. I'm not sure I've heard of half of those. December starts on the same day of the week as September, and December ends on the same day of the week as April. December is a month filled with joy, not only because the winter weather is still at its most gentle, but also many of the festivals and celebrations happening all around the world at this time of year. Now, if you're ever curious about what other celebrations were happening throughout December, because we know Christmas mainly here in this country, and Hanukkah, on top of the festivities which your own family is preparing for, here's the answer that you've been waiting for. Let me just buy a nickel first. Did you know, it's a little did you know for you here, did you know that during the month of December alone, there are over 13 festivals going on around the world? Now, among these included are, of course, Christmas and Hanukkah. There's Kwanzaa, Boxing Day for our Canadian friends, Bodhi Day, which is a Buddhist celebration, the Winter Solstice, Pancha Ganapati, which is a Hindu celebration, and New Year's Eve, of course, coming up. So a lot of excitement there to be had during this month. Run down a few of the ones that we mentioned. Kwanzaa is December 26th to January 1. This is a week-long celebration held in the USA and Canada, which honors African heritage and embodies seven core principles of unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, creativity, and faith. Hanukkah is in December, of course, goes for 8 nights. The name of this festival derives from the Hebrew word, which means to dedicate. It is a long-celebrated celebration that began around 200 BCE. It's celebrated through a series of rituals performed daily over 8 days, some activities which are communal and others which are family-based. Let me buy a nickel. There's Pearl Harbor Day. We were talking about that earlier, December 7th, and which we recognize the attack on Pearl Harbor in the Hawaiian Islands, and the survivors, and recognize them as well. That, of course, is a major holiday in the month of December. And, of course, Christmas. We all know about that one, and I'll be paying for that for about the next 8 months. But we're It's worth it, though. You're right. It was worth it. Hey, what did you get for Christmas and or Kwanzaa and or Hanukkah and or any holiday that you might be celebrating? Let's hear from it now. What was your favorite gift for this holiday season? We'll take check-ins right now on the Global Family Hour. I'm KC2RMO, and this is South Cars.
Six, Victor.
We have six, Victor. Anybody else want to brag about their presents? Well, I guess not, Gordon. So it's just you and I and my wonderful wife over here, because she wants to brag about her presents. She mentioned it anyway. So how'd you do this year? What did Santa Claus bring to you?
Everything was Joe-to. Thanks, Gary. Well, to be very honest with you, it was that very special kiss underneath the mistletoe. And I'll leave it with that. I'm going to change the subject on you for a moment. I want to congratulate you how you pronounce so smoothly and so eloquently Lima, or what was it? Nemo Palamas, I think. You know, I've often sat back, and I know the answer to this, having been in broadcasting so long, that how these newscasters can so eloquently pronounce something that is just so far-fetched that it would be a long time to understand. And, you know, they practice the script before they get there on live air. It's like the newscaster coming up, or Gary coming up and saying, Mount... what was it? I don't know. It had about 26 alphabetic letters in it. Ketchupa Palapico or something like that. But at any rate, good show. I mean, they trained you right, Gary. KY6V, over.
Well, thank you, sir. I've got to. I have to give a tip of the semi-retired broadcaster hat to my professor. A guy we called Uncle Rob, and way back then in the early 70s, and he was probably you would have loved him. You really would have. He was just a terrific person to learn this trade from, and taught you well. You're right. He taught everybody that listened very well. The name was Numa Pompilius. And I have a slight advantage in that name, because there is a town just south of here, which is spelled Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-Y, but everybody calls Pompey around here. And this is where, if you recall, I've sent you that picture of that KD2SL repeater, that big 6-meter repeater that was built using the TV station antenna. And that's in Pompey, way up on the hill there. There's many high hills out there. So I cheated a little bit. I'm just familiar enough with it. But thank you, sir. I got some good stuff. I got some really good stuff this year. I got I do a lot of work around the house here. Mostly out of necessity, but I got this really killer air compressor. I got a 10-gallon compressor that will aid me in my efforts, and I got a nice workbench to go along with it. So that should make my life a little easier as I get into some of these bigger projects around here. So that was fun. Let's call on the wife unit sitting over here. What did you get, dear love of my life, for Christmas?
I got a new cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And a tablet, a laptop. What is it?
It's really a tablet.
Okay.
Yes. Somebody sitting in this room, and it wasn't me, got herself a Galaxy Mega cell phone and also a Microsoft Surface tablet. So Santa was really, really good to her this year. So that's okay. So can't complain about that one. But how about you? We'll take this. We'll do one more round of check-ins on Christmas or, you know, holiday-related goodies. What did you get? Let's see if anybody else wants to talk it up. So one more round of check-ins on that, and then we'll move it along. So So we'll take check-ins right now on the Global Family Hour.
Sierra United November.
Okay, we've got Rick out in Ohio, VXP. We'll kick it off with you.
This is N1VXP. Actually, I got one gift, quite a bit before Christmas, but it was considered a Christmas gift. A handmade comforter. Very nice comforter to go on the bed and definitely keep me warm on those really cold nights. And the other one that kind of surprised me was getting something from the American Radio Relay League. It's a 2014, let me get it off so I can read it, 2014 Amateur Radio Calendar. It's a commemorative ARRL Centennial Edition. And it has all the different league-sponsored activities listed throughout the year. Plus, it's quite a thing on the history for the last 100 years. So don't want to ask me any trivia questions with history amateur radio related, because I'll come up with the answers. But I thought that was really great. Never expected anything like that, and was quite surprised when I did receive that. Otherwise, I basically got everything else as the usual run-of-the-mill. I do have one cousin of mine that decided she was going to make some homemade strawberry preserves. I haven't opened up the jar yet, but definitely thinking about doing something like that on, I would probably say more of French toast or waffles, not so much the usual way, but definitely looking for that sometime, some morning. And N1VXP back to net control.
Hey, Rick, thank you very much. I'll tell you something. The only thing more comforting than a homemade comforter is a cat. And they're not as big, at least. Well, Jingles might be pretty close, but that is a great present. It's been a good year for homemade gifts. There have been, you know, a lot of handmade gifts this year, at least in my experience, that have been just great. So enjoy that comforter, because I know they're wonderful, and that should keep you nice and toasty, that's for sure. A 2014 ARRL calendar. I think maybe I'm going to go visit the website and maybe pick one up. It'll look real good over here in my little temporary ham shack, where I have this little corner of the office here. To me it's a little corner. But I've got this little corner over here. I've got my 24-hour clock here, my gray line clock, I've got that here, and in UTC, and sitting up on the wall, which makes this an official ham station, and this is going to do until the shack gets back in order, until I rebuild it. But that would look good on the wall, so maybe I'll grab that one too. Very good, sir. I appreciate that that check-in. And we had Kathy. We had K6SUN. So, Kath, hello there.
Well, hello there once again, Gary. And I'm excited about Stephanie's new gifts, the new cell phone and the Surface tablet. Actually, I wanted a tablet, and that's what I was going to get myself for Christmas. But I also want the laptop that can turn into the tablet. So I've gone a different direction. And I'm actually looking into a different way that that the laptop can switch itself around and be a tablet, and it has a little more capability than that Surface or that tablet that I've been looking at. So I'm actually going to think about that. It's a little more expensive, but I think it'll serve my purpose quite well. But great news on those two gifts. Tell me, Gary. The end of the year, you know, we want to spend as much money, I guess, as we can, or come up with all those things we need for those tax deductions, because that's coming up in April. And I actually do my income taxes early, so you got to think about that. But December 31st is Tuesday, so you got to be thinking that you got to spend whatever you can, Gary, so you can add that to your taxes. But I want to know from you, how your retirement. You didn't talk to us at all about retirement, because that's something you had this year. And how is it going with that? How's the house going? And you never said what you got the kitty cats. My kitty cat just enjoyed the time she had with us and enjoyed the warmth in the household. Didn't have to give her anything. But actually, I have quite some gifts coming, and I won't share any of those with you right now because they're in the process. How's that? Back to you, Gary, from Kilo 6 Sierra United November. But please answer those questions for us.
Well, I'd be happy to. We'll start with the kitty cats first. The kitty cats, what we've been doing within the last month or so is we've actually been making food for them. We've been making our own food. So we take chicken and scrambled eggs and broccoli, and we chop it all up, and they love it. It's great, and it's really great for them. So we got a nice supply of chicken in for them, so they're going to be eating good in the neighborhood. That's basically it. They're spoiled rotten anyway, so it's really there's not a lot we can do other than feed them really good stuff for them, you know, which is what you should do anyway, you know. But they got a lot of love, and that's the main ingredient, I think. So they get a few extra, you know, behind the ear scratches on Christmas and a lot of good food, and I think that's about really all we can do that they would appreciate. You know, they have everything anyway, so it's like you know you can't really do better than that. Jack has these wonderful climbing things for his cats, and they're a marvelous. But our guys would just look at that and like, wow, that's nice, you know, and they totally ignore it. So we just kind of customize the treats and the special stuff to the moment, you know. It kind of works out that way. But Miss Cuddles will probably be seeing some really great stuff from me. I know that that's a fact. So you can take that one to the bank. Let me buy a nickel. My retirement. I'm really having an adjustment to this. You know, you go from 7 years of working at a job that you absolutely hate, and you go, and now you're like, okay, this time's all mine now. You know, I mean, when I finished up school, which was 2 weeks ago, when I finished up this semester, and I'm like, okay, I can, you know, do my own thing now. This is my time, my life, my roadmap, you know. And it took quite an adjustment to get that, you know. I still wake up. Steph's getting ready to go to work in the morning, and I still feel like I have to go and get ready for work, you know. My work now, though, is I took this semester off from school, so I'm going to be devoting full time to working on the house, and this is going to be my regular work day. You know, I'll get up in the morning, have a little breakfast, and pick a project and do it, you know. So for the next 6 months, I'll be a carpenter, I guess. You know, but I'll be working on the place, so that'll be the thing. So we'll see how we do in 6 months, whether we've got the Taj Mahal sitting here or whether I've got a lot of tools hanging around that aren't getting used. I suspect we're going to have the Taj Mahal. But it's going to be really hard digging that reflecting pool in front, I can tell you that much. But we'll get it done, you know. But that's retirement. Just to answer the question, retirement's been going well. I'm happy, and I know I'm feeling healthier, and you know, we need to buy another nickel. We've got a treadmill downstairs that is going to be getting a lot more use, and you know, between me working on the house and treading out, it's going to be okay. So it's so far been very good for me, and you know, I cannot complain one bit. But it is an adjustment, that's for sure. For anybody who's considering it, don't expect to feel comfortable with it for a while. We're talking about December fun tonight. We're talking about really all kinds of stuff, but December fun, what we're doing in December, what you've done in December, and a little bit of history about the month of December. Some trivia here for you. Let's do that right now. As a matter of fact, that might be kind of fun. What do you think the most popular Christmas carols are? Think about that for a minute. You might have some ideas in your head. This list says the following, okay, that the most popular Christmas carols are Silent Night, and I believe that, you know, it's probably the number one. You've got Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, White Christmas, the old groaner, Here Comes Santa Claus, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Peace in the Valley, I Believe, and Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem. Those are the most popular. And I think, too, probably, I certainly heard a lot, and it's one that the two that I think, too, that didn't make that list. Of course, that list just goes on forever, but the two that I think should be probably in with the top five, let's say, would probably be, you know, from MAME, We Need a Little Christmas. That seemed to be a big one. And There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays, or No Place Like Chrome for the Hollandaise, if you're into bad jokes. Those two should be thrown in there, too. Always like those two, and they got a lot of airplay around here this year, too. Let's buy a nickel. And let's do a little December trivia. So what I'll do is I'll just throw the question out here. And let's see if we can get some responses to it. I'm not going to do it forever. I've just got like four or five questions that I think we'll do. But might be kind of fun. And so let's give this a whirl right now. So December trivia, basically focused around Christmassy type of things. But the first question is this. How long does the magic of the mistletoe last? There is, and Gordon alluded to this, so Gordon may know this, but how long does the magic of mistletoe last? We will take that as our first question, and we will take your answers to it right now. How long does the magic of the mistletoe last? We'll take your answers as we continue with the Global Family Hour on South Carolina. Okay, I don't know if we have any takers on that one. Let's try it one more time. How long does the magic of the mistletoe last?
That was a cockpit error. Six, Victor, and I'll explain.
Sierra United November, and that was interesting, Gary.
Yeah, I think I know what happened, too. But let's take six, Victor, to begin with.
You rascal. Gordon here, KY6V. Yeah, you just didn't drop your push to talk, and you were sitting there listening for an answer. All we had was dead air, and then I heard a little bit in the background. And I said, oh, no, Gary, you don't want me to do this to you, you know, and that is mute you and then bring you back aboard. But it all worked out. Well, let's talk about the songs first. Coming from the old school, Silent Night is a beautiful piece, but it had to be sung by Bing Crosby, who made millions on that one. As far as the mistletoe is concerned, the memory lasts forever. The actual experience for quite a long time. KY6V, over.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, and I noticed it all of a sudden. I just kind of went, and I saw the meter move. I'm like, oh, God. Hey, it happens, right? I'll tell you, Bing Crosby, I heard more Bing Crosby this year, and really, you know, because I'm lazy. I'll just put a Christmas music station on, you know. And I'll just let it play. But everybody, I mean, they always play Bing Crosby, but there was just huge amounts of Bing Crosby everywhere. And it sounded great. It's not Christmas. I mean, you've got to have Bing Crosby and Ray Conniff, and make it a, you know, that's official Christmas. Everything else falls into place after that. But you have to start with those two. But you're right. You have to have the old groaner doing Silent Night and you're in. It's perfect. Now there's a little bit of a technical related trivia question for you too. As far as, and you should know this. I'll guarantee you, you know this. But the microphone that was used on those recordings, the most common microphone that you know you see him using. Do you know what that is, sir?
No, that was a long time ago. Gary, I can't honestly say that I can remember. But I can tell you it was big. And it wasn't pointed. Over.
That's a pointed question for sure. You're right. It was, I believe, I could be wrong, and I'm just throwing this out as like an impromptu trivia question, so don't hold me to it. But I think I'm reasonably correct. I'm going to say that was an RCA 44. They had a couple of versions of it, but I'm pretty sure there was a 44, which is such a great microphone. And if I had a spare $4,000, I'd buy one just to be talking to everybody here on it. I'll tell you, that would be great. But I did like your answer to the mistletoe, and we will have answer that I have here before me in just a minute, but we will go to K6SUN and hear what Kathy's answer is.
All right, I'm not sure if I can top Gordon here, but thinking about those songs, you know, White Christmas is a classic, Silent Night, and I think White Christmas, at least the movie, was with Bing Crosby, Silent Night, Little Town of Bethlehem, Santa Claus Coming to Town. They're all real great songs. But how about the song about Grandma getting run over by the reindeer? That's a great song. As far as the mistletoe, probably should last an entire life. It's only up there during the season. Maybe a good suggestion is to put it up in every household throughout the entire year so that the magic is always there. Back to you, Gary.
Well, it beats stringing up Lucky Charms, you know. Well, let's do the answer to this one first. The magic of the mistletoe lasts until all the berries are gone. Now, after each kiss, a berry is supposed to be taken off the sprig of mistletoe. When all the berries are gone, the magic is over. They start listening to the old B.B. King record. So it's that's what that is. It's if you're not a berry plucker, I guess the magic will last forever, you know. So don't pick the berries. But yeah, those are you know, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. That song drove me nuts. When we played Christmas music at the radio station, every 10 minutes, you'd be getting a request for, can you play Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer? You know, and it would just never stop. It was just, I could just repeat that song constantly, and nobody would have been complaining. I don't think. In every Christmas, it was like that. Every Christmas, without fail. So it's got staying power, that's for sure. But thanks, Kath. Let's see how we do on question number two for this December trivia, this Christmas-related type of trivia here. Everybody, I'm sure by now, has seen the little Christmas special, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And there's an elf named Hermie who doesn't want to be an elf. He has another profession in mind. And what does Hermie the elf want to be? Now, the choice is this. Does he want to be a dentist? Does he want to be a toy maker? Or does he want to be a singer and dancer? So, your choice of the three. What does Hermie want to do? We'll take your answers right now as we continue with the Global Family Hour on South Cars.
Sierra United November.
We've got Kathy. Anybody else want to take a stab at Hermes Profession?
Six Victor will take a try.
All right. We've got two this time around. And Kathy, what did Hermie want to do?
Well, Gary, I think Hermie wants to actually be a dentist. You know, I think it was Henry during the Santa Express was the chief elf that actually took the sleigh and the reindeer to KY6V and the Hawaiian Islands, and I'm not sure of the elf that was causing such a problem up there, but I don't think it was Hermie. So, you know, I'm thinking he wants to be that dentist. I'm thinking of seeing that little special program I've seen with him actually going in there with all the elves and other people actually wanting to be that dentist. So I'm going to stick with dentist, and I'll throw it back to you.
All right, let's see how you do with it. It was Claude. Claude the elf was the troublemaker during the Santa Express, and I don't know how that ever resolved. I know Santa was going to talk to him, and I'm sure that there is some sort of a punitive action that's being taken against Claude. He was not a well-behaved elf, and we'll have to maybe do some follow-up. We'll get our South Cars ace reporter up to the North Pole sometime soon and see if we can get a status update on Claude the Elf. Well, we'll see how that answer goes. We'll wait for Six Victor to weigh in, though. Let's hear what his answer for that is.
Thanks, Gary. KY6V here. I personally have not heard anything about the Claus or Claude situation yet. You know, it's only 3 days after Christmas, and I think Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus are probably recuperating from the trials and tribulations of Christmas Day and Christmas Eve. I'm going to guess, you know, being a lighthearted and liking the light fantastic, if this guy is any close to my thoughts, you know, I like to sing and dance. KY6V, over.
Well, all right. Let's first of all, before I forget, Gordon, you're picking up some noise on your signal, and it almost sounds to me if your microphone uses a battery, you know, if you have like an electret type of a microphone, battery may be low. So we're getting some hiss on you. There's some noise, a little bit of crackle and a little bit of hiss. So just so you know that. But you think, though, that Hermie the Elf, not related to Claude, certainly, likes to sing and dance. So without an update from the North Pole on the status of Claude, we'll go to the answer pool. And the answer is that Hermie really wanted to be a dentist, which I thought was great. I always liked that. It's about as obtuse as anything could get. And of course, Hermie ultimately became a dentist. They never told us how he did in practice, but he did get his wish, so that was good. And all the toys found a home, and Rudolph obviously got to be Rudolph, and Hermie got the dental gig, so that was great. So it was a happy story, a lot of happy endings in that story. It was great. I always liked that, and I've got that one too. You know, and I'll dig that one out as well. We are talking about December fun, and we're doing December trivia right now, really Christmas-related trivia. We will go with question number three, relating to another Christmas special, because I like Christmas specials, and I think a lot of people do. In the special How the Grinch Stole Christmas, where does the Grinch live? And you've got three choices here. Does he live in Grumpy Cave, on Mount Crumpet, or in the Fretful Forest? So the three choices are in Grumpy Cave, Mount Crumpet, or in the Fretful Forest. We will take your answers right now.
Sierra United November.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
Okay, a couple people coming in that time. And Kathy, where did that Grinch live?
Well, Gary, I would say that the Grinch lived everywhere that where there was unhappiness, but I'm going to have you repeat those for me. And I will tell you that, you know, I've been in contact a lot with Mrs. Claus, the Colossus, just to see how things are going with them. And I'll keep you updated on Claude, but you know, remember during the Santa Express what we talked about? It wasn't Mr. Claus. It wasn't Santa Claus that was going to be the person in control. It was Mrs. Claus. So, you know, I'll keep you updated on what's happening with Claude. Give me those choices again, because I don't think any of those are the ones I would have chosen. But, you know, I would say the Grinch would be wherever there was unhappiness. But give me those three choices once again.
Be happy to, Kath. Just as an aside, I believe it was Mrs. Claus with some input from the Elfin Council, too. So I think there may be a council meeting that's involved here before Mrs. Claus passes final judgment on Claude. I can only hope that they are at least a little lenient on him. I mean, he was totally out of bounds on that deal. But it is the season of Christmas, so hopefully they'll be understanding. But your choices for the residents of the Grinch are A, in Grumpy Cave, B, on Mount Crumpet, or C, in the Fretful Forest. I'm KC2RMO, this is South Cars, and Kath, what do you think?
Well, actually, I don't think it's any of the choices, but I'll go with the second one, just as a guess. But I will tell you that Mr. and Mrs. Claus are very, very special people, very lenient, and at this time of Christmas, they'll probably give him, you know, not much punishment, but, you know, they also have the thoughts that this is the time where everything should be happy and handled the way it should. And when you have elves that cause problems at a special time of the year, you know, something needs to be handled with them. But I'll keep you posted once I hear from the Colossus. I talk to them daily. So once I hear, I will definitely let you know. But let me choose the second choice.
All right, we await your report, and we'll put you down for the second choice. And we will head on out to Ohio right now. And Rick, what do you think? Was it Grumpy Cave, Mount Crumpet, or in the Fretful Forest?
Well, I think after seeing that special a number of times, and if you remember, he had a trouble of a time taking the presents and everything. He had to actually climb a mountain, so definitely Mount Crumpet definitely rings a bell. And then when he had to return them, the way he returned them, he went for a great ride down the mountain. So definitely Mount Crumpet and 1GXP.
Well, let's take a look then. Thank you, Rick. And let's take a look. I'm going to open up the envelope here and see what the answer is. The answer is, you're both right. It was Mount Crumpet. And if you can remember, he tied that... That branch to the poor dog's head and used him for a reindeer, and they were riding down with that giant bag on that sleigh. I remember going down Mount Crumpet, and great special, and love Dr. Seuss. You know, he's great. Okay, so there is number three question. We have one more to go for our Christmas-related December type of trivia. And it is this, and boy, this goes back many moons, and what precedes it goes back many moons, so think hard about this one. And our last question says, which of the following television families had a TV Christmas movie special in 1988? And your choices are A, The Brady Bunch, B, The Partridge Family, or C, The Jeffersons. So which one of the three could it be? The Brady Bunch, The Partridge Family, or The Jeffersons? Who had their Christmas special back in 1988? We will take your answers right now, please. This is South Cars. I'm KC2RMO, and this is the Global Family Hour.
Victor Hotel.
Sierra United November.
Couple that time, and let's go to Louisiana and Victor Hotel. Hello there, Steve. What's your guess?
Out of those programs, the only one that I know had a Christmas special was The Brady Bunch. I don't know whether it was 1988, KF5VH.
Okay, we'll put you down for the Bradys, and I didn't mention it earlier, but I hope you and your wife feel better. I hope you can kick this cold real soon. So Bradys, says Steve, and I think all three of them had a special, but I don't think the year was 88 for all three of them. Obviously, they might have had, you know, previous years or subsequent years. So Steve says the Bradys. How say you, Kathy? What do you think it was?
Well, you know, Gary, I remember all of those series, and it brings back a lot of memories. But I'm going to say the Partridge Family. You know, it may be wrong, but I think each of them probably had Christmas specials. And like I said, I remember each of those series, but I'm not sure about 88. I'm going to go with the Partridge Family, and I'll turn it back to you.
Well, I'm pretty sure all three of them did too. I don't remember specifically a Jefferson Christmas, but they must have had a Jefferson's Christmas show, and if I don't remember it, I really love the Jeffersons, and I kind of want to go back and see it. You know, I'm going to dig that up on YouTube or something. But the actual answer for this was Steve was right. It was the Brady Bunch. It was a Very Brady Christmas was the name of the special. And that goes back to 1988. Marsha, how did we get this old? It's like, it's amazing, but true. So the Partridges, I'm sure, had a special, but it was probably before the Brady Bunch. I think they had some sort of a reunion, and honestly, I don't remember the special, but the year 88 would be the one, the year of the Bradys, I guess we call it that way. So that's the trivia for right now, and thanks for all who participated. That was a lot of fun, actually. So we are talking about December fun. We are talking about all kinds of December-related stuff and Christmas-related stuff, too. Now, everybody, and I do mean everybody, has some sort of a Christmas tradition. We just started a new Christmas tradition this year in our little family, we have decided that Christmas Eve traditionally was like a lasagna night, you know, for me. Steph would make a lasagna and watch me eat it. For me and the kids, when I was bringing up the kids, we'd always have a lasagna on Christmas, you know, and that was our Christmas Eve. That was the traditional Christmas Eve feed, and then we'd have either a ham or a turkey on Christmas Day. But we decided this year to make our own tradition, and we started Chinese food on Christmas Eve, which was a great choice. It is, and it would be a great choice right now. Like, I'm getting hungry again. But we decided Chinese food would be a great tradition. So everybody's got their own thing going at Christmas time. Let me buy a nickel. Be it Chinese food or whatever, but there's some pretty strange Christmas traditions out there. Three of them I will mention to you right now. One, the Christmas pickle. In America, at the turn of the century, in 1900, it became a tradition that families would buy a glass-blown ornament in the shape of a pickle. They would hide it in their tree, and the family member to find it first gets a special gift and is believed to have the best luck in the new year. Why a pickle? I'm not entirely sure. Your guess is as good as mine. And by the way, I would point out, too, and this is something I found looking at stuff today too. And again, I have no answer for this, and I'm gonna I'll throw it out to anybody listening too. Maybe they have the answer to this. Today, December 28th, is supposed to be the unluckiest day of the year. I'd never heard of that before. It wasn't particularly unlucky for us, but supposedly it is. So if anybody has an answer for that, I'd like to hear it too. Another strange Christmas tradition is KFC for dinner. Not Chinese food on Christmas Eve, but KFC for dinner. In Asia, the celebration of Christmas is associated with imported Western traditions. In Japan, it has become a tradition to eat Kentucky Fried Chicken instead of the traditional Christmas feast. You're right. You heard it right, KFC. And it's sitting here right in black and white in front of me. So not a bad choice, really. So, yeah, as long as you don't overdo, why not? And, of course, a favorite here, and I've done this before, the TV Yule log. Yeah, have you ever seen one of those where they just have the picture of the fireplace burning on TV, and it just goes, you know, 12, 24 hours, whatever it is, but it goes for a very long time, and they play Christmas music in the background. You may be familiar with the Yule Log channel that broadcasts on television. What you might not know is that this broadcast has been a live and prominent tradition since 1966, and the original was shot at Gracie Mansion, which is the official residence of the mayor of New York City. Interesting. I know that it was very popular in New York City. I did not know that it originated at Gracie Mansion, but I know that's where it did originate, was in New York, and really was kind of a Christmas tradition. A lot of folks in New York City live in apartments. You don't have a fireplace there. And, you know, it's kind of nice to see at least even a video fireplace, so that's okay. Let me buy a nickel. And we did that last year, as a matter of fact. We had the big screen TV on with the Yule log burning and the Christmas music playing. It was actually okay. You know, it was like, it was all right. So the real deal's a little better, but, you know, if you don't have it, at least you can do something that's in the ballpark. So those are strange Christmas traditions. Let's take a break right now. We'll do some check-ins. What traditions do you have? Do you have KFC on Christmas Eve, or do you watch the video Yule log? What do you do? What is your Christmas tradition? We'd like to hear about it right now. We're taking check-ins. I'm KC2RMO, and this is South Cars.
6, Victor.
Sierra United, November.
We have 6, Victor, and Sierra United, November. Anybody else want to come aboard? Guess not this time around. Gordon, what kind of Christmas traditions do you have, sir?
Well, just ho-ho-ho. Thanks, Gary. Not sure what's going on with the audio here. I'll double-check it after the net's over. I'm recording this session for a podcast for the website, so I'll have a chance to take a look and listen to what it sounds like and go from there. No batteries in this system. Okay, let's first of all talk about the pickle. From what I recall reading in the past, I think that is a tradition that started in Germany about hanging a pickle or two in the Christmas tree. Now, I may be mistaken, but I think that's where it came from. As far as the 28th being lucky, that's probably why I chose to sleep in this morning. And as far as KFC is concerned, the colonel had to be doing some PR work. KY6V, go ahead, Gary.
Well, nobody ever accused the colonel of being a slacker, you know, so he probably saw a market in Japan and latched onto it, you know. So yeah, that microphone kind of, I mean, the thing that came to my ear, I mean, it just sounded to me like, you know, if you had like an electric condenser mic and your battery was going, it has that sort of sound to it, that hissy, crackly sound. Might be a cable, might be, you know, you would certainly know. But that's what it sounded like to me anyway. But the pickle, I had never heard of that pickle until looking at the material for tonight. It may be kind of fun, you know, which is kind of funny. Let me buy a nickel. I saw in the mall, we were at the, over here at the Destiny Mall here, and they had like a 50% off deal on Christmas ornaments, and I saw some pickles on that. They had these glass pickles, and I kind of made a mental note to myself. That's a little unusual, but, you know, you always have cute type of things that you hang on the tree. So I figured a pickle's as good as anything else. But now I understand why. So maybe we'll pick up a pickle for next year or something. You know, we'll get a pickle. We'll get see if because yeah, we'll put a real one up there and why not? You know, yuck. But no, I was thinking we could hide the pickle and Kendall could maybe try to find it or something like that. It'd be kind of interesting. It'd be fun. And but it's good to hear. I never knew that tradition, and I will. It may become another tradition around this neck of the woods. Thank you, Gordon. I hope that thing works out for you. We will move along to K6SUN. Hello there, Kathy, once again.
Hello there, Mr. Gary, once again. As far as the pickles, you know, I think it is a tradition, like Gordon was saying, in Germany. But, you know, like you said, they have these, you know, up in Michigan, it's Bronner's. You know, they have all the different countries, and they have different ornaments for the different countries. And they probably have those pickles for Germany up there. So I haven't been up there in quite some time, so I haven't been able to look. But pickles and olives, you know, are fantastic for the Christmas season, just as a relish. So it only makes sense that it would be a tradition. Unluckiest day of the year today hasn't been one of those. Not this year, anyways. It's been a pretty good day. The only thing has been some storms maybe out there. But it's been a pretty good day. KFC, I don't eat KFC any longer, so I can't comment on that. I make my own Kentucky Fried Chicken. But traditions, you know, they change every year. Poinsettias used to be that. It's here in Florida. They have them in the stores. They have them up north. So, you know, they change from year to year, and they change ever since I moved to Florida. Candles burning are a tradition. And, you know, like I said, every year is different. And, you know, one comment that Roger had in the text box, you know, he was making the cinnamon rolls. So excited to make these cinnamon rolls in his bread machine. And then he puts a comment in there. They had to go get flour. He must not have had the flour. So I'm sure he's having a bad evening heading out to the store. So thank you for picking me up. And that's my traditions right now. Every year is something different and something new, because that's what tradition should be. Back to you, Gary. And I see that Rick has a comment in the text box about the pickle ornaments.
Well, thank you, Kathy. I don't know where this business of the 28th being unlucky, December 28th being the unluckiest day of the year came from, but I saw it all over the place when I was Googling, you know, around, and I don't know what the basis is. Maybe it has to do with standing in line returning your Christmas presents. I don't know. No, we're not going to take it back, you know. But we do have some input, okay, on a couple of things. We have Rick with a comment on pickle ornaments, and Steve with a comment on the 28th. So we will go with VXP first and hear about the pickles, and then we'll move down to Lafayette, Louisiana, and see what Steve says about things being unlucky. So, Rick, come on aboard.
This is N1VXP. Yeah. Believe it or not, I remember, you know, you just brought back a good old memory that in all the ornaments when I was growing up very young, there was one ornament that looked like a pickle. Of course, my mother couldn't figure out where she got it from, but it looked quite old. And it did. I did remember hearing about from my grandmother that it was a German tradition to actually put a pickle. Of course, I guess the time when they were first doing that, they put a Christmas tree up much earlier than what normally a lot of people do today. And it was something about Saint Nick that snuck by and hid the pickle in there. But it wasn't until Christmas Eve, when the children could open up their presents, they would look for that. I did do a quick search, and apparently there's quite a few sources for getting ornaments in the shape of pickles today. course, they're all different colors, all different textures on them. But it is quite the thing. And, yeah, didn't really say what year it started, but I had a feeling it was quite old. And 1GXP, back to net.
Thanks, Rick. That is good to know. I had never heard of that until really between reading the material for tonight, and that just to happen to notice it in the mall. I'm like, I thought that's kind of a cool looking ornament. I'm going, you know, it's like it's a pickle, you know. But I said, I don't know how many people put pickles on their tree, but it's kind of neat. I think we're going to be pickling up for future Christmases. But thanks for the info. You know, I was just to go back one check in to Kathy, where Kathy was talking about Christmas in Michigan. That reminded me of another Christmas song that was kind of a, you know, it was a novelty thing by a group called the Youpers. And anybody who's from Michigan would know what a Youper is. And it is a person from the upper part of Michigan up by the Canadian area, up by Canadian border, but they're called Youpers. It's like upper Youper, right? And a song called Rusty Chevrolet. That was a big fun deal they used to like. But so whether you're a Youper or not, we will move it along to Victor Hotel, because Steve had some answers for us, hopefully, on why the 28th is the unluckiest day of the year. So, Steve, hello there.
Hello again, Gary. The 28th is Childermas or Innocence Day. You're not supposed to begin open a business. You're not supposed to begin to work on a project. And it's tied back to the order that King Herod gave to do the mass killings of all males under the age of 2. That's what it's all tied back to as far as I've ever heard. KF5VH.
Steve, thank you. I've heard of Innocence Day. I never really knew what it was. But now it makes perfect sense why that would be considered the unluckiest day. Thank you. That was... got a little knowledge there, you know. That's excellent. Thank you very, very much. But it all makes perfect sense now. So I won't invest $1 million into anything on the 28th. That's for sure. Kathy says her son is kind of an honorary Youper because he's up in that area a lot. We have a Youper connection here tonight too, but that was a big song. That was they kind of sounded like the McKenzie brothers. They were singing a song about an old car that didn't run too well. It was a fun song. But we're talking about December fun. We're talking about December and Christmas traditions. And whether you're a Youper or not, it certainly is an eventful month. That's for sure. You know, just going to Christmas and December around the world. In Poland, the ancient December solstice observance prior to Christianity involved people showing forgiveness and sharing food. So there's a tradition that comes a long way. It was a tradition that still can be seen in what is known as Godi. In the northwestern corner of Pakistan, a festival called Chalmos takes place among the Kalasha people. It lasts at least 7 days, including the day of the December solstice. It involves ritual baths as part of the purification process, as well as singing and chanting, a torchlight procession, dancing, bonfires, and festive eating. So they do some different things around the world. We look at December with the association of Christmas. Without a doubt, the beginning of December is the season of Advent. And, of course, Advent means coming. As its name suggests, it is the time of preparation for the Feast of Christmas. You may now, Steve had told us about Innocence Day. Let me buy a nickel. And there's actually a reference to it in some of the research material that I saw here. On December 6th is St. Nicholas Day. This is the feast day of St. Nicholas. He is the patron saint of children. In the Netherlands and neighboring countries of Europe, St. Nicholas is said to bring sweets and presents to well-behaved children on December 6th. This tradition was imported to the USA by Dutch settlers, and St. Nicholas evolved into Santa Claus. Well, he didn't evolve, because there's a Santa Claus. I mean, he lives at the North Pole. But the tradition certainly evolved. But it was formerly customary on St. Nicholas Day to elect a boy bishop who would perform a juvenile version of the normal duties and ceremonies of this office, excluding the celebration of Mass, until Holy Innocence Day, the 28th of December. So there is tradition tied to that. And if you go a little further into this material, Holy Innocence Day is also known as Childermass. Holy Innocence Day, known as Childermass, falls on 28th December. It commemorates King Herod's massacre, as Steve said, of all male infants in and around Bethlehem under the age of 2 in an attempt to kill the young Christ. So that is something that I was not familiar with. Names, you know, you'd hear names, but you didn't really put things together. And I do give thanks once again to Steve for the help. So we're talking about December fun and December traditions and all that good stuff. And I guess the best thing to do right about now would be to see if we have some more check-ins. So let's take some check-ins. Anything you want to talk about as far as December or Christmas or anything at all, really, we'd like to hear about it. So come on aboard. We're taking check-ins. I'm KC2RMO, and this is South Cars.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
Well, we heard from Ohio that time around. Hello there, Rick. Come on aboard.
I put in the text box. Not even sure of the pronunciation, but... Barron Springs, Michigan, calls itself the Christmas pickle capital of the world. Kind of doesn't surprise me because I do remember quite a few of German descent people living up in Michigan. And I found a recipe for a Christmas pickle. Of course, not what you normally think of, but... I'll put that in the text box when I get a chance. It sounds interesting. Of course, you normally think of pickles being somewhat sweet or sour, but this one actually is hot. But sounds interesting. So I'll put that in the text box as well, N1TXP.
Thanks, Rick. By all means, put that in the text box. That would be awesome. And Jack, take note. There's another recipe coming for us all here. So that sounds great. Thanks for that. Oh, there it is right there. So look in your text box right now. And Rick has a pickle recipe for you. I'm gonna copy it. And what the heck? Maybe we'll try that thing out and see how it tastes. Should be pretty good. You know, we have a very a sizable, actually, German community here in Syracuse. But I think you really have to be up on the north side of the city to really appreciate pickles and trees, because I was totally unfamiliar with that. So it's a pretty cool thing, though. So we'll check out Rick's pickle recipe, and I know we'll probably end up doing a pickle on the tree in this location, and see how that all goes. We're talking about December. We're talking about Christmas traditions. You know, one thing, this is an interesting story. How did Xmas get to stand for Christmas? It may not be what you think. I learned a little something this time. How did Xmas stand for Christmas? Well, you know, you've heard people say that it's not respectful to write Xmas because the X stood as a way to eliminate Christ out of the word Christmas. This was years ago when all this political correctness was running rapid and they took prayer out of schools, etc., etc. Others claim that the X is a way to express a disgust for the commercialization of Christmas. The real meaning of celebrating Christ's birth has either been totally removed or overshadowed with these abbreviations. However, the X actually is the descendant of the Greek equivalent of CH and is in Christos, which means Christ. But today's society has implied that X means to X out or remove. Let me buy a nickel. Today's society has implied that X means to X out or remove, so Christ is removed by using the X. The X has also been symbolized in an illiterate person's signature. I know I've been using it for years. So to use X with some people implies that you don't know how to spell Christ or you're basically an imbecile. The truth is, the letter X has stood for Christ since at least, and I hope you're ready for this, 1100 A.D. Look it up in any dictionary. The Xmas was first cited in 1551. Eric Partridge, who was the founder of the Partridge family, world scholar, says that the scholarly abbreviation for Christianity is Xianity. Because so many people dislike Xmas and consider it crass, the use is more often limited to commercial literature, cards, gift wrap, etc., and banners. But that's the story behind the story. So be it as it may, it is what it is, right? So I thought that was absolutely fascinating because I always thought it was just some sort of a cheesy Christmas business thing or just a way to save space on a sign. So we're talking about Christmas traditions. We're talking about December traditions. I have a question for you right now. What are you planning to do New Year's Eve? As we're kind of winding this network down, we're going up on the end of the second hour. But what are you planning to do New Year's Eve? Do you have special plans? What is your New Year's tradition? I'd like to hear about it. I'm sure others would too. We'll take check-ins right now on the Global Family Hour. I'm KC2RMO, and this is South Cards.
Six, Victor.
Sierra United November.
Well, we've got six Victor right there, and you're sounding a little better. At least I didn't hear any snap, crackle, pop that time. I don't know if you did anything, Gordon, but you have special plans for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, to get pickled. Thanks, Gary. KY6V, I just massaged the boom portion of the headset here, which is probably the problem, but I'll get to that later. You know, I wanted to say to you that this being the season, we haven't eaten yet this evening because of the net, but we'll be doing so shortly. And with your permission, I think I'm going to get pickled. And I've already told you what I'm going to do on New Year's Eve, KY6V, over.
You have a blanket permission to get pickled anytime you want. It's like you've got a license to get pickled. I'll be happy to issue it. I'll sign, seal, and deliver it. That'll be my gift to you for the new year. Thanks, Gordon, and we'll go to Kathy, K6SUN. Any special plans for New Year's Eve? Any traditions?
Well, Gary, let me talk first about the pickles recipe that Rick has in the text box. You know, for many, many years, I always made my own pickles. It's from cucumbers, what you get in the store. Pickling cucumbers, but up in the north they grow in the gardens. So you actually make your own pickles. It's done in a crock. You can do it by canning, but I also have made a recipe called sweet and sour pickles, and that's actually slicing those cucumbers up into a brine, and you know, very interesting. As far as the X in Christmas, I don't like to use it. And just personally, I think it's degrading what Christmas means. So I try not to use the X. A lot of people do. But I just really don't like it. As far as New Year's Eve, you know, it's just another day. I don't get the firecrackers out. I don't stay up probably till that ball drops. This year may be a little bit different because I'll be running a New Year's Eve Day special. So, you know, maybe this show will be a little bit different. But I don't stay up to watch that ball drop. I let it come as it may. To the next day, I know what's going to come, because I'm very positive that our world isn't coming to an end. So have no special plans, staying in the household, not going out, and just enjoying the company I have. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Gary, and I hope that gave you some information, and I hope that you are able to pick up some additional check-ins before you close. But you've had a great session, a great net, and I want you to let me know what is happening on the 4th and 5th, whether you think you'll be around or not, because of the circumstances with your daughter. So keep me posted on that. Back to you, Gary. KC2RMO from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Thanks, Kath. We're still in a state of flux on the Sarah situation, so we don't really know. It changes kind of every day, so I'll let you know as soon as there's something solid there, that's for sure. The tradition of what to do on New Year's Eve, you know, everybody's kind of, it's kind of funny. I was kind of surprised we didn't hear from more folks. A lot of times what we'll sit around is, you know, we'll get a pizza or something like that and just have a pizza and just hang out with each other and enjoy each other. And, New Year's has never really been a big deal around here, too. You know, we're not big New Year's people. But this year is going to be different. This year is going to be a different take on New Year's, because sitting in Rochester, New York, is one of my Christmas presents. And we have... Not there yet, but it will be. And we have to go to Rochester to retrieve this present. So since we're going to go to Rochester, we're going to go and have a good time too. So we're mapping out our New Year's Eve in Rochester after we retrieve my Christmas presents. So to be continued on that one, but I think it'll be a new. I don't know. Are we all? Is we're going to make this a tradition? Or are we going to? Are we going to go to Rochester to retrieve a present every year? I don't know. We will report on this as appropriate. And also, I don't know. Like I say, I have no idea what's going on with Sarah right now. We just kind of get a different take on it every day. So I will definitely let you know. We are getting. We are at the top of the hour. Of the we're going into hour number three of this net, and we're probably down to the. To the end of things right now, so we will give everybody one last chance to check in here before we wind things down for good. So last call, ladies and gentlemen. We are taking check-ins right now on the Global Family Hour. I'm KC2RMO, and this is South Cars.
Victor X-ray pop-up.
Looks like Rick, you're the last one to check in. What have you here, sir?
Well, I put in a comment in the text box, but I think back and I did a little checking, and something that happens on New Year's Eve when I was living in Connecticut was what they call First Night. And it started around, I want to say maybe 5 or 6 in the evening, and went until about 1 or 2 in the morning. But it was all kinds of family activities throughout the city where they had entertainment, they had food vendors out. One of the activities was making your own hat, which, as you can imagine, was quite comical, because it didn't have the typical shape. It was some of the strangest hats. Some hats were actually to the point where they were big enough that they could fit over your head and face. So it was like a mask and a hat together. But quite comical, and like I say, all kinds of activities, parades, highlighted with, I know in the past couple of years, or when I was there, they would have a fireworks display at around 7 in the evening, for the kids, and then they would have the finale at midnight. And this year happens to mark the 25th anniversary. 25 years ago, I remember the first night I was working and ended up being inside of a building watching the fireworks. Quite surprising. But it was, let me drop for a second. It was not the greatest weather to be out in. It was actually fog and misting rain. But they still had the fireworks, so it was quite a thing to see fireworks going off over a park and having this fog and rain. And I was in a 39-story building watching the fireworks, and had a few people I was that were working under me not too happy that they couldn't go and watch it. I said, well, somebody's got to watch the building. But I told them, I said, you wouldn't have missed anything anyway. Also, as far as amateur radio-wise, I think it's like 8 o'clock in the evening, New Year's Eve, starts the ARRL Straight Key Night, and that runs for a 24-hour period. So I remember when I was in Connecticut, I had a couple of opportunities to go to somebody's house who was operating and sit there and watch them, and sure enough, they used a straight key. And quite surprising, a lot of people could tell the difference between a bug and a straight key operating. But that was one of the things that was always quite the thing to do. N13XB back to net control.
Well, that's thanks, Rick. Yeah, and Gordon certainly could tell you the nuances between a straight key and a bug. What code ability that I have. It's been thanks to South Cars and my experience in the outreach class, and I love working CW, I really do. It is really cool stuff. And maybe on some New Year's Eve when I'm not retrieving a Christmas present, I'll try to get involved with that. You know, first night. Is a great idea. I think we've been doing it here, and I'm not sure. So this is just a big guess, okay? But I'm thinking that first night has been going on for about 15 or 20 years here, it's a great idea. It's a family, as you said, a family friendly event. This year, they will be having. It's certainly not my kind of music, but it's somebody's kind of music. They're going to be having the group Hanson playing at first night. I don't think it's anything that I'd want to hang around for, but I think kids would love it. So they're there, and this thing's going to be going right up until the 1-2 o'clock in the morning. And again, it's all family-related activities. Laser tag, inflatables, crafts, video games, and a family dance party. So fireworks, too, to start the new year. And if you don't mind freezing out at Onondaga Lake Park, it's a great idea. But it sounds like a lot of fun. And if you had a family, or I would say to anybody listening, check your local area, Google, first night and your location, and see if that comes up. If you want to have some fun for the family, I think that's a great idea. And it's been pretty successful here. It's been going on for quite some time. So thank you, Rick. And I appreciate you being there. I appreciate everybody checking in tonight. It's been super. I do want to say, though, that as we wind down the holiday season, please be sure to check that you do not develop Sheriffobia. You've never heard of Sheriffobia? Sheriffobia is the fear of fun. Believe it or not, some people fear smiling and having a holly jolly good time. So don't get Sheriffobia, all right? Keep the spirits up and be happy, all right? So I thank you all again for being there. This has been South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. VoIPnet schedules and general information may be found on the VoIP.SouthCars.com website. Your net control for this session has been Gary, KC2RMO, saying 73, and closing this VoIP session. Thank you for your participation. This net is closed.